Some of them,
I mean,
dude, them some sketchy parishes. This parish is where it didn't pass. I'm afraid of those places, dude. What is up? Good evening. You are listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. I am your host, the one and only Billy Gunn, coming at you again with a very, very special episode. This is an episode I was hoping that I would get to record one day. I planned on recording this episode probably somewhere 12 to 18 months after starting the podcast, and we're getting there a couple months early. That's a good thing. And joining me tonight to talk about this very special subject is fellow Dome Patrol United podcaster. He's a regular on the Dome Patrol United podcast and the host of The Tiger's Den on the Dome Patrol United podcast network. I got Scott joining me again tonight. Scott, what is up, brother?
Nothing much. How you been doing?
I've been good, man. Been hanging in there. You see that? You ever seen that motivational poster of like a cat hanging from a tree limb and it says, hang in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that cat, dude. Yeah, I'm hanging in there, you know.
It gets that way sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm. yeah, you're right. It does for sure. Well, dude, I'm so excited to have you here.
Very happy to be here. Very happy to talk about this subject because I've been waiting on this for a long time.
Yeah, well, we'll get right into it. Let's talk about it. It's celebration time. It's party time, dude.
It is party time.
Legitimate legal sports betting is coming to Louisiana.
Woohoo!
And it's been a long time in the making, and it is gonna be it's gonna be a pretty fucking solid model. Like it's gonna be better than Mississippi, I'll say that. Better than a lot of states, and it's gonna be about as good as it can be, with one exception. But Louisiana sports betting is here, and they're saying it's going to be here, Scott, in time for football season.
That's awesome. I play fantasy football, and I've been wanting to do the weekly fantasy aspect for a long time. And ever since this was on the ballot the first time, which is years ago, I voted for it. I would get stuff on my Facebook page that I would share and try to get everybody I knew to vote for it. I would get emails and text messages from, I guess it's some kind of bot or whatever that says, you know, click here to fill out the form to send a letter to your congressman or your senator or your state representative. I was doing all that. I was filling out my name, hitting send, sending emails to the governor. It sent emails to your state representative and stuff. So I've been pushing for this for a very long time, and I'm excited.
I like that. You are the guy that sends the emails and letters. I'm just the guy that sits at home and yells about it. You take that action, man. That's pretty awesome. So one of the things, all right, so it's coming. It's making its way in the final stages of the legislature. They would really have to fumble the ball on the 1 yard line. This would be like Leon Lett in the Super Bowl or whatever, you know, getting caught from behind and the guy making him fumble it.
Right.
Yeah, classic scene. It's going to happen. And there is a question of if it's going to be here in time for football season or not. I mean, I've heard from it's going to be here in time for football season, too. It'll be here by the end of football season. But there's really no reason why they can't have most of the things in place by the beginning of football season, provided they do what they need to do in the legislature in the next fucking 7 to 10 days. And they've already done all of the heavy, heavy lifting as far as it relates directly to the gambling. What I find, and people that listen to this show that reach out to me, the most common like feedback or questions I get from listeners and listenership all revolve around a theme of people don't like my, I take for granted that people don't know as much about gambling as I do. And so when you don't know much about it, like you don't want to, like, I don't go play Baccarat at the fucking casino or right. something, you know, cause I don't fucking understand Baccarat. You know what I mean? I don't just want to go there and get my pants pulled down and, you know, have my money taken, but, right. They have like basic questions, and it shocks me. I have this part of my brain defects is like, I just assume that the rest of the world already knows what I know, you know, and, right. I'll make the mistake of moving through the world that day. But a lot of people reach out to me and they have some basic questions about gambling. And I think as Louisiana legalizes gambling, you're going to see more people like that. More people are going to be right. new to the table. And I know that you're not a heavy, heavy gambler. So you don't really sports gamble right now. Right.
Right. I'm not a heavy gambler only because, well, there's two reasons. The first reason is I don't have access to it like easily. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go try to find like somebody I can gamble with or a bookie yeah. or drive all this way to go to a casino to place a bet. If I have easy access to it, like on my phone, which I will right. have.
Right.
I'm more willing to do it. And the second reason is I'm tight with my money.
Yeah, but you're going to be in trouble.
I'm going to be in trouble.
I can't wait. And I can't wait for all of y'all. Even like, you know, like Jeff's going to start gambling. Like everybody's going to start gambling. And it's going to be like, I'm going to be like, all right, guys, like, do we need to have a class? Like, should we sit down and talk about this?
And see,
that's what we're going to do tonight.
I only honestly have gambled on football, specifically mm-hmm. NFL football. I don't think I've ever gambled on basketball or soccer or golf or UFC. I would be interested on UFC, I think, because I do watch a lot of that. I'm the type of person where, like I said, I'm kind of tight with my money. So when I gamble, I want to make sure it's as sure. I know it's a gamble and I know it's a bet, but I want to make sure it's as sure of a bet as I can get. I'm mm-hmm. going to want to go down, like I was telling you before, go down a rabbit hole and be the guy who just goes and investigates all these stats and probabilities, look at the weather, look at what, you know, this team's done versus that team, what they've done on the road, what they've done at home. And I guess my question to you initially is, where can I go to find that kind of information? Where can I go to find all those stats? Where's the best place to go? And it might not just be one place, but where's the best place I can go to kind of quickly get stats as far as, you know, just kind of go and be able to go down that rabbit hole? Where is that information at?
You know, there's really no one central place other than obviously you start with the internet, but and it's almost like there's two different silos of that. So there's a whole industry of gambling websites that offer, I mean, everyone's trying to offer tips. Everyone's trying to sell you their knowledge, get you to purchase.
That's the thing. I want it free.
Number one, that stuff's bullshit.
Okay? Right. And I don't want somebody to say, this is what you should do. I don't want somebody to point and say this is what you should do. I want to be able to go in and look at the information and decide where to filter myself, because that's what I do with fantasy football.
I'm listening to you say these.
You know,
when you're describing how eccentrically you want to fucking investigate and do research on everything, I started to smile over here because I'm like, you're going to do all that and you're still going to lose 45% of the time.
Sure.
No, you are. I think that 5% edge that you're going to get is because you're going to be so informed. But that's the fun part is you're still going to lose 45% of the time, and it's going to make you want to rip your hair out because you're going to say, I did all this research. I fucking, this is what should have happened. This is what was supposed to have happened. And it's quite an awakening as you see just how fucking it all comes together with A, how accurate Vegas is with the line makers, and B, just, you know, basketball, for example. Bro, I shun me for betting on basketball during the regular season. It is insanity. But during the playoffs, I love betting on basketball during the playoffs, like right now, because everybody is performing kind of like star players play like star players.
Right.
Everybody fucking shows up. You bet on basketball on a random Tuesday night during the regular season, you're going to want to go bang your head against the wall.
Yeah.
Because nothing makes sense.
There's too many games. That's like kind of like baseball. There's just too many games.
Right.
You know,
and baseball's the same. I don't touch baseball at all. I don't fuck with baseball. I don't fuck with baseball. And a lot of people do. I see a lot of people on gambling Twitter fucking with baseball. Not me. Now, to continue to answer your question, it's almost like there's two silos. One silo is just people trying to sell you their shit. And that's, you shouldn't go there, and it doesn't sound like you're going to go there. You know, there's good sites that aggregate the lines, and they'll have little pieces of advice too. So I like VegasInsider.com because one of the things that we're going to encounter here in Louisiana is you're going to have no shortage of options. You're going to be able to get lines from FanDuel, from MGM, from William Hill, from Caesars, from, like, you're probably going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of a dozen different options as it relates to right there in the palm of your hand, probably with app providers, you know, and the mobile aspect. But
that would lead to another question further down the line as far as which is the best app to use.
And I'm going to tell you that tonight.
Go ahead.
As far as like, okay, I want to make a bet on UFC. I watch UFC. I'm a UFC fan. I catch most of the major pay-per-views, and I want to bet on, you know, Cody Garbrandt against Rob Font. Where do I go for the information? It's like, well, where would you go for stats and analysis from UFC in general? Well, it's like you'd go to SureDog or, like, you know, one of these fight websites. With the NFL, it's like, you know, CBS and NBC and Fox, everybody's trying to monetize the big, like, oh, come here and get your picks. Oh, pick five winners for free, you know. But most of the time, it's always behind a paywall. You'll be able to figure out weather. You'll be able to figure out all those things. But there's no really one clean answer as to where you go to get it. And that's going to come in, and it's going to benefit you as a person who, like I said, you do a lot of research. You're going to have no problem going to five or six different places to cobble together the information that you need. As far as like a website that I recommend just to go and get lines, I always go to Vegas Insider. So it's got everybody's line updated in real time right next to each other, like on a spreadsheet, basically.
I like that.
And that's going to, like I said, when we talk about the app based options, and that's one of the things that listeners need to know is, right now I'm not sponsored. Like, nobody, FanDuel's not paying me. Vegas Insider, who I just mentioned, is not paying me. Fucking, and nobody's paying me yet.
Let's get that rolling. I know. Yet is the keyword. Let's get that rolling, man.
Dude, I said that, like, when I'm shocked at how well the podcast has done so far as listenership. And that's without gambling being legal in most of the fucking areas that we serve.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I think that we're going to grow. And I'm going to approach it like I have so far, which is try to make it accessible. So answer that question. There is no one good place to go to get information, dude. You're just going to have to fucking figure it out on your own, you know? Okay. But so getting into where we are. All right. So sports gambling is going to be legal in Louisiana. You know, a couple years ago, the legislature dropped the ball. It was 2 years ago when the legislature was in session. They came together and it got to the very end, and they were about to legalize it in the same fashion that they have now. And at the very last minute, something called a poison pill amendment was added to the legislation that caused it to fail in the House and the Senate. And that was, the video poker lobby is so strong in Louisiana. that they defeated it. We'd have had this shit 2 years ago, but they killed it, right? And then when we had the parish by parish referendum in November, so many people voted for it. All but eight parishes voted to legalize it in their individual parish, that clearly a mandate was given by the people. And so, you know, they make new laws of this type every 2 years in Louisiana legislature. They don't do it. They don't do it every year. Every 2 years they get together. Then there are other years. 1 year is based on budget and finance. And next year is based on, you know, regular shit. Making dog parks. I don't know. Fucking whatever they do. They're idiots. They're thieves and they're crooks. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
The video poker lobby got through to them last time, 2 years ago. And this poison pill amendment said that anywhere that had basically video poker would have sports gambling. And they put it in there at the last second to intentionally sink the bill. And it did. And that's how it failed. And the irony,
know why they did that with the video
because
poker?
Because it's like this, Scott. It's the same reason why weed isn't legal in certain places. It's the casino. Okay, so let's say in this case, video poker in the places where video poker is legal. If I'm paycheck to paycheck, Billy Gunn over here, right? And I'm on a budget, and I put $100 a week. I'm going to put towards sin. You know, $100 a week. I'm going to put towards going out to the bars. $100 a week. I'm going to put towards, like, it's my sin money. That's my play money.
Right.
Video poker don't want you taking $1, $5, $10, $20 of that and putting it anywhere else but video poker.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So like alcohol lobbies kill weed lobbies because they're like, you know, if Joe fucking alcoholic's got $100 a week that he spends on booze, I don't want weed getting $30 of that.
Gotcha.
And that's one of the reasons why. And so the same thing happened with gambling and video poker 2 years ago. And the irony now is that, bro, these motherfuckers are like organized criminals. They're smart. This go around, video poker's on board. Guess why?
Because they're going to have gambling.
They figured out a way to get involved in it now. Yep. And now it's going to be okay. They figured out
how to get
a
piece of their pie.
They got, dude, their palms are getting greased. So now they're in. And guess what? It's happening now. It didn't happen 2 years ago, but it's happening now because now video poker's on board. Because one of the parts of this, so the way what's passed and what's going to look like is they've got like 20 licenses to give out to casinos, and there's 23 right. casinos in Louisiana. Okay. It's going to be $500,000 when you first time you apply and plus $250 annually. Okay, so all year there's 23 land or riverboat based casinos or Indian land based casinos in Louisiana as it stands right now. I would be shocked. I mean, some of them are owned by the same people, so those licenses transfer. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have land. There's gonna be sports books in all the casinos, which is fun. Yeah. I enjoy that. I enjoy that right now on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. My favorite one is, and they will ally up with like FanDuel or DraftKings or Barstool or people like that. It might be like the right. Boomtown. The Boomtown is affiliated with fucking Barstool on the Gulf Coast. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So you're gonna have
you're gonna have the regular traditional.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just because, so the casino up where I am in Marksville, the Paragon, they just opened this. They call it the Tap Room, and it's basically it's like a sports bar basically. And
they're getting ready.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, that is exactly what they're getting ready for.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
It's coming. Yeah. They're getting ready for it.
Good on them, because honestly, a lot of the Mississippi casinos were caught with their pants. Like, it was like you'd walk by and their motherfuckers got buzz saws out and are knocking out walls, you know, right. next to the kiosk because they weren't ready yet. So it's going to be in the regular land casinos. It's going to be on the mobile apps on your phone, which traditionally we think of FanDuel, DraftKings, but then, you know, everybody's got those apps too. MGM, Caesars, everybody. You're going to have at least a dozen options, I think, on as far as the mobile app goes.
Yeah, I didn't know the casinos had their own mobile apps for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
see, I'm interested they're in all like the DraftKings and like the FanDuel, because like I said, I really want to do the weekly fantasy football stuff. That's one thing that I'm definitely gonna do. I've been wanting to do it for a while. I was to the point where I was about to start using my brother's address in Texas,
right,
to be able to do it, you know.
Well, what's funny is that, like, FanDuel and DraftKings, that's how they got started doing the daily fantasy stuff, you know, the fantasy gambling stuff. But actually, like, FanDuel, for example, and I can't really speak the same way to DraftKings. I don't fuck with it as much, but FanDuel does traditional gambling better than anybody else. They started out as a daily fantasy thing, and then when they went over to just regular sports betting, I prefer FanDuel's approach and odds and offerings more so than just about anything out there. So it's funny, they kind of got into the market, like those two specifically got into the market with daily fantasy,
right?
But like I said, FanDuel has mastered just the traditional part as well, and that's probably, like, if I had to recommend one, I would probably push you towards FanDuel.
Okay.
I think FanDuel is outstanding. Now, again, all that subject change once we see what's actually here.
Right.
When it first comes online, you're going to get bombarded with it. You know.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. And they're going to have, you know, promotions and all this shit to get you hooked into, because their whole goal is to, let's get you playing with us.
Right.
Day one, we want you playing with us and nobody else. So it'll be, dude, it's going to be a celebration. It's going to be so much good. So I was talking about the video poker aspect, and that brings to the third part of what's being legalized in Louisiana. And this one, dude, I think this one's a little bit sketchy, because this is clearly the part of it that the video poker guys got on. And every, like, bar and restaurant is going to have the chance to have kiosks that do sports wagering. And it's going to be, that part is going to be, like, Louisiana Lottery is going to regulate it or manage it. But who you think is going to have them fucking terminals?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be the video poker.
It's gonna be the video poker people. So, but even then, it's almost like, it was almost like the absurdity of when, you know, they put the poison pill amendment in 2 years ago. It was like, oh, you're gonna turn every place that has video poker into, like, a fucking sports book. And it can be argued that when you have access to the mobile apps, everywhere you fucking go, with the exception of the 8 parishes that don't allow it. And you are geo-tracked. You're going to enable geo, you know, fencing and shit, yeah, on your phone. That's part of it.
It's funny. I was reading, like, if you are in a parish that didn't legalize it, you can literally drive to the next parish that has it legal and do it.
As soon as your phone thinks you're in the next parish, you're good to go.
That's just crazy. That's just funny to me.
That's how absurd it is. Well, we're sorry to the listeners in Caldwell, Catahoula, Franklin, LaSalle, Sabine, Union, West Carroll, and Wynn parishes.
Yeah,
bro. And let's be honest,
those are up my way.
I know, dude. It's funny because I was like, oh, it would be so hilarious if Jeff and Scott couldn't fucking do it because they live.
No.
And it was, but it's right around y'all. It ain't y'all, but it's right around.
Yeah, it's around. I made sure, like I said, when that shit was coming up for the vote, I was like, telling everybody that I ran into, Rapides Parish, if you live in Rapides Parish, make sure you vote yes for this amendment. I was putting it on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, dude, I could do it.
Some of them, I mean, dude, them some sketchy this parishes where it didn't pass. I'm afraid of those places, dude.
I'm very surprised Wynn didn't get it.
I don't know. Like,
where Huey Long and
Carl, yeah, Long, yeah, the Long family. Yeah, the Long family museum's up there in Wynn Parish. So, you know, it's just going to be weird. You're going to go to the Chimes, and I just don't want, like, fucking crackheads hanging. And this is someone who loves gambling. I'm the biggest degenerate fucking sports bettor of anybody that you know. And I'm going kiosks and bars and fucking restaurants. Really? Do we need that? Do we need that?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a guy that cleans. That's going to be a guy that cleans out his bank account. That's attached to his phone or something.
Right.
And then he's going to be like begging for fives and ones and 20s so he can go stick them in the. I don't like that. I don't like that, dude.
Yeah, they're just going all the way.
I am the biggest fucking gambling supporter, sports betting supporter in the world. I don't think that the restaurants and bar kiosks are a good idea. I don't. It's not necessary.
Yeah,
I could sit there with a group of five friends. We can go sit. We can go sit at the bar at Twin Peaks with five of your friends, and everybody's got their phone and do their thing. But something is just going to feel a little bit sketch. You put a goddamn kiosk in the place, yeah. You know, and you got people waiting in line. Bro, because I use kiosks now at some of the books, and it's like, come on, bro. Let's use a little etiquette here, you know.
Right.
It's weird, bro. That's going to be funny. And that's going to be a black eye. I'm predicting that the kiosks are going to be a black eye for sports betting in Louisiana. I think
it's going to be like you're sitting outside the Walgreens, you know, you're waiting on the red box, waiting on the people
from the fucking, I don't like
the people to pick their damn movie.
people that can't afford internet are like, I need to fucking go put five on the Packers.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't think that one's so good. So, you know, there we are. And that's what they've come up with. And that's what's going to happen. And I'm excited. I mean, what's funny for me, I'm probably still going to use my great uncle, you know, my friend that makes books mm-hmm. for a living. I'm probably still going to use him. And I'll probably fuck with FanDuel a little bit, too, because that kind of gets me into the thing. So our listeners are going to have all these options, dude. And part of it's going to be like, what's the best? Well, earlier when I mentioned Vegas Insider as a site that aggregates all the lines, they collect all the lines and put them in one place for you and update them in real time.
Right.
You can gain the biggest advantages that you're going to be gaining, and that someone who's new to sports betting doesn't realize, is that if you can get something at minus 105 instead of at minus 120, that's a big deal. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's a big deal. If you can get somebody at 25, you know, over under 25 and a half points, then over under 25 points, it's a big deal. And so it'll put all that information right next to each other. Again, I find that FanDuel is consistently pretty, pretty fair with their lines, and they do some fun creative stuff with parlays and stringing multiple bets together and all that, you know, but it's going to be about finding what works best for you. Now that it's legal, money in, money out shouldn't be an issue. A lot of people have a hard time. They'll use these offshore sites that have been of questionable legality for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And the money only seems to ever go one way. They're just putting money in. And then when they go, oh, it's slightly difficult to pull the money out. I have to initiate a wire transfer, pay a fee. And then some people don't pull it out. And it's funny. I've known many amateur novice gamblers that have made that mistake, you know? So there's going to be a number of things: accessibility, the interface itself, who has the best promotions, who has the best lines, who's the easiest to get your money in and out with, you know, those are all things that are going to be considered and will ultimately lead each person to where they go. I think FanDuel is going to do very well.
Let me ask you a question. So you put money in, whenever you win or you want to take money out, does FanDuel take a percentage of that? How does that work?
No, not to my understanding, like not in any places that I'm aware of. And okay. Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's funny. I keep pimping FanDuel over here. And I mentioned earlier that like Barstool is affiliated with the one right next to the IP. They're affiliated with the Boomtown in Mississippi. Barstool is, but like the IP in Mississippi, their sports book is powered by FanDuel. And I find that like I can, if I'm in that area, I can go to 8 fucking casinos within 10 minutes. I choose the IP because I like the FanDuel sports book.
Gotcha. So when I get my money out, it just goes directly to my checking account or wherever I want it to go?
Yeah, Adam, it should look like auto in, auto out to your account. You know, press the button, you connect your routing number and all that. I don't think you're going to have fees on withdrawal. That's a big no-no in the competitive market now.
Okay.
I said in places where they're starving for it and like offshore accounts can exist, they can get away with it, but it's just because people have no other options. But in a place where it's free and legal like this, you know, you're going to, that won't fly, you know. Gotcha. Now, okay, they're going to tax the shit out of it. Here's what's funny. So I've reading some studies earlier in states like New Jersey, Colorado, that are new to this, just like we're about to be new to it. Mm-hmm. 90% of all the fucking money comes in via the apps. 90% of the money comes in via the apps. That's how everybody's betting. That's how you're going to bet. That's how most people I know are going to bet. I mean, I sit here and I'm able to replicate that experience with the website that I use that my friend owns, you know.
All right.
And I'm able to do live in game real time. Dude, that's fun. That's fun. Because here's what it looks like. And I wanted to talk about this earlier. It's one of the main points that I said to get to. Dude, you're going to have all these people that have never bet on sports before, and all of a sudden they're going to be betting on sports. And there's like two or three golden rules that I'd want to share so that those people, I'm somebody who bets a lot, and I never really lose more than I'm happy losing or okay with losing. I never really put myself in a bad spot financially. I've been as responsible as a fucking degenerate can be when it comes to this shit. Because there's a few golden rules, and it's things, and I wasn't always this way, right? But I definitely am now. And it's like, the first thing is you have to go into this. Dude, you're not going to make money doing this,
right?
You're not doing this to make money. Okay. And I know that sounds crazy because we'll say, tune in to Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, listen to what he says, and you're going to win lots of money. That's not how it goes. If you're really, 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 really good, you're going to win at a rate of like 55% or 56%. That's where I am with NFL football last year. I finished out right about 56% last year. Mm-hmm. And that is as good as you can hope for. It really is. Professionals are at 57, 58%. No, anybody that tells you they're clearing 58% or above is fucking lying to you.
Yeah.
It's not about making money. It's about having fun.
Right.
Because for me, like, I'll use the example, it's NBA playoff time right now. Sunday, I bet on the golf tournament and won because I put money on Mickelson a day earlier. And then I doubled down that morning when his odds got even better for me. Dude, watching that golf tournament for 4 hours where I served to win like $200 off of it, you know?
Yeah.
Just on a smaller bet. Was so much fun.
Yeah, it definitely makes sports more fun. And, you know, that's kind of why fantasy football, I think, is so popular, is because it gives you, you know, you don't just follow, you know, before fantasy, you know, I would just follow the Saints. But now I'm following all these other teams because I have all these players on those teams. So you watch more and then it's more exciting. You got skin in the game. You know, you got more on the line.
I'm watching the Jets and the Bengals on a Monday night, you know.
Right.
And it's like, I can't, I give a shit. And it's that's how you have to treat it. Because, dude, undeniably, I get a buzz from gambling. I call it, you know, I'm trying to think of a fun, friendly term. I mean, the easiest way to call it is a gambling boner. But that, you know, I don't like to be crude or sexual or anything. But
right.
You get like a fucking gambling boner. And like Sunday watching golf, had a huge gambling boner. You know, and the NBA playoffs Monday night, Tuesday night, tonight. It's just been outstanding fun. And you've got to approach it like, this is what I would spend if I went out to eat or I went to the movies tonight.
Yeah.
And instead of going to see the latest movie tonight, I'm really going to enjoy watching the Nets and the Celtics.
All right.
And when you lose, don't, you know, treat it that same way. If you can't afford to go out to eat, if you can't afford to go to the movies, don't gamble money that you don't have. You know what I mean? And keep it. I mean, it's like, I've got a specific budget of what I'm willing to lose a week on sports gambling. I'm fortunate that I don't typically lose it. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I lose 3 weeks worth all in one time.
Right.
That sucks. But, you know,
And that's definitely something I'm going to need to do, is just be like, look, you know, I'm putting X amount of dollars in, and that's, you know, if I lose it all, then
yep.
Right. Yeah, you should definitely have a budget. You don't. One of the things my dad always used to tell me was, "Don't bet money you don't have."
Don't bet money you don't have.
Yeah,
you should budget for it. Somebody like you, you should budget for it. You know what I mean? And I budget for it, and everything stays very, very safe that way. You know what I mean? So everybody's got different approaches, and that's the first thing, is don't go into this thinking that you're gonna be a pro. You're gonna rocket this, because you're gonna get humbled. You really are.
Real fast.
But treat it like a night at the movies. Treat it like a night of going out. You know, I'm not real big on betting for your favorite team or the home team, like as a Saints fan, right? And I go back and forth. I typically will only bet on the Saints if I really see a weakness there. And it's so funny, is because you'll see in markets, it's just, all the data's out there. You know, in Denver, they bet on the Broncos. All across the Gulf South, they bet on the Saints and LSU. You know, in New York, they bet on fucking New York. Like, everyone wants to bet on the home team. And that's going to be a real challenge for a lot of people. So like somebody like you, you're a huge LSU guy, right?
Yep.
How are you going to bet on LSU? Are you going to bet on LSU, and what's that going to look like?
I'm not. I learned a long time ago not to bet on the Saints or LSU, just because as a fan of those teams, you're just too emotionally involved, and you almost have these blinders on where you try to only see the good, and you maybe try to see some of the bad, but the good for you outweighs the bad, and you're just too emotionally involved. The only way I would bet on LSU or the Saints, and it's kind of like the thing I had sent on our WhatsApp earlier, was you know, the line I think right now is 8.5 wins for LSU, over or under. Like, I might bet on something like that at the beginning of the year, where I'll say, okay, I'm taking the over on that.
Mm-hmm.
But on a week-to-week basis, not going to do it.
I think that's very healthy. Yep. I think that's the right. I just can't. Okay.
Because, I mean, if you listen to the Don't Patrol podcast, okay, for the people who listen to all of our shows, when we give score predictions every week, have you ever heard us say, predict that the Saints are going to lose? If it happens, it is like very slim. Every week when we predict scores at the end of the show, we always have the Saints winning. Always.
Well, yes.
That tells you all you need to know right there.
Yes, but. Okay, here's a yeah, but. Yeah, but. And I'm some ways like you, like, I'm definitely going to bet on the Saints total this year, and I'm not even going to get mad if they don't hit it. I mean, like, I feel like if they don't hit the win total, the over for this season, it's 9.5 for the Saints. I'm going to be more offended than I lost some money on it. Right.
Right.
So that doesn't even factor into, but I definitely want to do it, because I prove the world wrong. I'm like, oh, I'm going to cash in on my boys. You know what I mean? That's going to happen. Yeah. Now, what's funny is last year, three of the Saints' regular season losses, I bet against them.
Really?
Because I knew they were going to lose. I mean, the two that come to mind immediately were the Packers and the Eagles. And I'll tell you what. There's a little trick, and I talked about it in one of my first episodes. It's almost like an insurance bet. Man, it sucks. The Saints fucking lost to Philly today, but I got a little cushion of this money that I made on it, knowing it was going to happen.
Yeah, right. It kind of makes you feel a little bit better about
them. Makes you feel a little. If the Saints make it to the Super Bowl again, I'm going to bet so much money against them.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah. I'm going to be somewhat happy either way. Yeah.
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 Makes sense.
Yeah. So, but it's funny. I want to challenge you, and we're going to have to do a stake bet.
All right.
And we're going to make an exception for the over under win total. You're allowed to bet on that for LSU. Okay. you're going to bet your season win total, and that's not going to count against this wager that I'm making with you right now. All right. I bet you a steak dinner that you will otherwise bet on LSU outside of that.
Okay, deal.
All right, that's a good one. Huh, you're not going to bet on LSU?
Nope.
That's okay. This is stop edit here. Let me use that soundbite in the future.
Not gonna do it.
Not gonna bet on LSU. Nope. Outside of obviously again the win total. So that's the thing. And like I said, for me, I want to raise money for charity this year. I'll be making on last week's episode, I mentioned that I'm matching my last week's pick of the week, my mentally ill lock of the week, Milo. And I put $100 on the Nets to win it all. Nice. I will be publishing my donation to a mental illness charity on social media. Awesome. Because, well, it's another way of staying disciplined too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I really encourage, because this is going to be a big thing. All of a sudden somebody that you know, is going to get hooked into fucking sports betting, bro. And it's going to fuck with
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Anybody whose ears this podcast touches, somebody that you know or care about, or just someone, maybe it's only an acquaintance, a Facebook friend or something like that, is going to get hooked into sports betting and have a negative experience with it. Yeah. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. True.
So my great grandfather on my dad's side was a degenerate gambleholic, alcoholic, just the whole thing. Yeah. And basically threw his life away doing that. And yeah. So my grandfather, my dad's dad, never.
What was he betting? Was it the fucking 1800s he was betting on shit?
I guess it was like horse racing and just all kind of shit. You know, I mean, it was everything. Anything you could bet on. I'm sure they had boxing matches back then or horse racing and you know shit like that. So my grandfather, because of that, didn't gamble. And then my dad, you know, my dad did, but did it very ever so often. It wasn't like it was every week. You know, it was he knew how to moderated, and it was the one that told me, look, don't ever bet money you don't have. He used to have literally a sock with money in his drawer that was his gambling money, and he would only spend that money on that gambling. Like, he budgeted it. He only did it, you know, I'd say maybe once or twice a year he would gamble on football games.
It's fun.
So yeah,
it's fun.
So you know, I definitely don't want to get too. I don't want to be the one guy that you know that gets into it too much.
You won't be the one guy that I know that gets into it too much. Here's the thing, and it's a topic that I've never talked about before on the show. Is the topic of gambling addiction, and I've only known two or three like really, really, really bad gambling addicts in my lifetime. One of whom was a friend, and he was bad. He was real, real bad. And what I found with the gambling addicts, the people that have it really, really bad, is this is going to sound so bizarre and counterintuitive. They're addicted to losing more than they are to winning. There's really no other way to describe it. They get addicted to losing more than they get addicted to winning. And part of it is they do get that gambling buzz from the action, but wins don't even mean anything to them because they're just going to put their money back into it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fucked up. Like I'm not big on gambling in general. Like I walk every time I go to a sports book, dude, I don't stop and put fucking money in a slot machine. I don't go play $10 hands of blackjack. You can lose $400 playing $10 hands of blackjack in 15 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Very fast.
I've never understood that. And there's a lot of people that do. And God bless. Hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I ain't hating on it. It's just not for me.
Money for it. Go
you
for
got
it.
The money for it. Go for it. That's yeah. not my thing. That's not my thing yeah. at all. That $400, dude, I could, that'd give me a, I could probably stretch that for a month of sports gambling.
Right.
On sports.
Yep.
And come out either 45% or 55% of the money I started with.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what you really have to understand. And if you get good, and dude, honestly, like that's why I'm going to have my cat make the picks this year for the Dome Patrol pick'ems.
Yeah.
And my cat's going to do, he's going to be in the middle of the pack. He might, I mean, he might win, but he's going to be at least the middle of the pack. There's going to be people that my cat outperforms in pick'ems.
Oh, absolutely.
Hopefully, and they're going to be losing.
I bet you he picks better than Ben does.
You think he's going to pick better than Ben?
Yes.
Okay.
Calling you.
I mean, there. I'm not talking shit on behalf of my cat. He speaks. But I'm not going to. I mean, it'll be fun to see. But that's just, it's just, it's part of it's to point out the absurdity. Because no one's a whiz.
Right.
The margin of success is if you hit 55%, 56%, 57%, you're good. You know, I'm up a couple hundred bucks since Sunday on between golf and basketball.
Right.
And it's like, I, you know, and it's, but I'm not about to start a newsletter or fucking subscribe to Patreon or even get so presumptuous as to, you got to do what I say. I'm the best. Pick like me. I'm going to make my NFL picks like I do every other year on this pod. And I'm going to have one fucking that I, it's almost like I have two modes when it comes to gambling. There's like casual and then like, okay, if I get this wrong, I am offended. You know what I mean? It's like two gears for me. And I wouldn't give anybody like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. Fuck. I'm no expert. I'm better at it than most.
All right.
You should listen to the show.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to do, you shouldn't do what I say. You should donate to charity. Are you going to participate in the mentally ill lock of the week at any point this season?
Sure. What do I have to do?
Whatever bet you make that weekend, dedicate one game and whatever wager you place on that, you donate that amount that you're going to wager to charity.
Oh yeah, I'll do that.
So if you decide to bet $100 not on LSU or the Saints, it sounds like what the fuck you're gonna be betting on, Scott. You're gonna have to tune in to Take of the Over to see who I'm picking.
That's right.
You know, if you bet on the Packers week one, you get, you know, the Packers -2. Now the Packers are getting 2 points at the Saints week one. So if you put $100 on that, donate $100 to charity.
I got you. Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll win. You'll win no matter what. Win or lose, you donate. If you put $100 on that, you put $100 towards charity.
I got you. Yeah.
And we're going to do that every week this year during the NFL regular season on Taking the Over.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Like I said, my topic is my charity. And you can choose whatever charity you want. I'm not saying you have to choose my charity.
Right.
My charity, mental illness awareness. That's what I got. Scott, is there anything that we didn't get to that you want to make sure we talk about?
Oh, I don't think so. We covered a good bit. I'm very pleased with the amount of stuff we covered in a short period of time. I got a lot of information. I'm probably going to be, you know, in the near future, going down this rabbit hole, heading to VegasInsider.com and kind of figuring out what I want to do. And so when the light turns green, I'm ready to floor it, son.
I'm so excited to watch. I'm excited to watch you guys all get your toes into it. I really am. It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna enjoy my friends, you know, really getting into this stuff. So,
I'm gonna have to learn. I'm gonna have to learn about UFC odds because that I don't completely understand. But
UFC is basically there's two bets. There's two main UFC bets. Okay, you're betting on somebody to win or lose. Right. You bet if they're gonna win or lose, right? And then you're going to bet the over under on rounds.
Okay. So what is like the negative? I see like -150, you know, whatever. What is
that? That's a return. So whenever you always see it that way, right? And that's presented like as a money line. And sometimes that number will appear right next to like something that's got a plus, you know, minus. And it's also considered the money line, just if you bet on a game without any points involved, right? So if a team, like, so let's say a fighter is -150, that means you have to bet $150 to make 100.
I gotcha.
If you bet $15, okay, you're gonna win 10.
I gotcha. See, I usually see it when I'm watching the fight, mm-hmm, and they're doing the introductions of the fighters in the cage. Mm-hmm. They will flash up on there at the bottom. It's the last line. And it'll say underdog -200 or +200. And then the other, right, guy, it'll say, it'll have the same number, just the opposite. So that's when I see it. So I was like, I always wonder what that is.
But now you're going to start to see it too. Like, let's say you go to a point total. So let's say the over under on something is 48.5. The over will be -110 and the under will likely be -110. So you'd have to bet 110 to make 100.
Gotcha.
Or it might be -105. They might be imbalanced. They might be trying to push you towards the over or the under based on how much money has already come in for one side. So over 48.5 might be -115, and under 48.5 might be -105, because the book is trying to push you in the other, to make the other side more attractive. And that gotcha, is typically referred to as the VIG. So at any given time, if you're placing kind of a money line bet, like a straight up or down, like say a total over or under, they're usually getting hit at like -110. There's a 10 VIG on it. So you, okay, have to bet 110 to make 100.
Gotcha.
And that's just a natural occurring part of books that have existed since the beginning of time, the VIG.
Okay. Gotcha. The VIG. Got it. Okay.
The VIG. All right, man. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. I'm a big fan of Tigers Den. Big fan of Tigers Den.
Thank you.
And I listen, even though I'm not a huge LSU fan, I still listen to your show because...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Not many do. Apparently.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, we had an episode that I sent out today, so go take a listen. This episode gets, we don't just talk LSU in this episode. I kind of delve into some life topics. So,
oh shit.
Yeah. Well,
we don't talk about life topics on here, buddy.
I'm with you.
Dude. All right, bro. Well, look, thank you again. Love you so much. It's good to have you on. You said very, very kind words about me in the past after we met, I'm one of those Tigers, Dan. I really appreciate that. It means a lot. I enjoy being a part of Dome Patrol. I've enjoyed getting to make new friends and reconnect with old friends. And we're going to go out and conquer this podcast and world in 2020, 2021. What you say?
Sure. Let's do it. Man. Let's get some sponsorships, man. FanDuel, somebody. Oh, let's go. Get guns of money.
The discussions, there are discussions, not with FanDuel, that have already begun. But right. Yeah, we're ways away, but we may get there. We're not far off. We got good listeners on this Dome Patrol United Network, bro. We've got better numbers than 80% of every other fucking podcast in existence.
I agree. It amazes me. I'll go and look at the amount of downloads that our shows get, and it's just like, it's not, when you're comparing it to somebody like Joe Rogan, obviously it's not a lot.
Not Joe Rogan.
But when you look at a lot of the podcasts, I was listening to this one guy, his podcast, and he's like, oh, man, it's just amazing to me, how many people listen. So we're very appreciative of each and every one of you listeners, I promise you.
Absolutely. It's my favorite part. Like I said, the biggest feedback I get from people is trying to understand gambling. And I hope that I can help with that as it is about to fucking explode all over us in Louisiana.
Yes.
And here very, very shortly. So look, that's it. Thank you all for tuning in. Scott, say goodnight to all of the beautiful people listening out there in podcast world.
Good night, beautiful people in podcast world.
And we will see you all on the other side later. Battle.
Hey.